In 2004, the Supreme Court of Canada ordered the British Columbia government to consult with the Taku River Tlingit First Nation on decisions surrounding the Tulsiqua Chief Mine. The Taku River watershed in northwestern BC and southeast Alaska is the Tlingit's traditional territory.
The consultation is an ongoing obligation.
Randy Christensen is a lawyer for EcoJustice Canada, the donor-funded environmental law firm handling the case. He says the obligation is clearly spelled out in the 2004 decision.
At the end of the day, the Supreme Court of Canada declared that our client was owed a duty of consultation and accommodation on this project.
At that time, Redfern Resources owned the mine. The company went bankrupt in 2010, and Chieftain Metals picked up the property and environmental permits. In the current lawsuit, the Taku River Tlingit alleged they were never consulted about a government decision that the Tulsiqua was substantially started. Under the BC environmental process, once a mine is approved, the owners have a limited amount of time to get mobilized, in this case, 10 years. Substantially started doesn't mean mining. Though Chieftain Metals says it's ready to mine the Tulsiqua, in reality, the company is still looking for financing. But in June 2012, the BC Environmental Assessment Office declared the Tulsiqua was substantially started. Lawyer Christensen says the First Nation wants the BC Supreme Court to declare the mine's environmental permit has expired.
Without an environmental assessment certificate, they can't proceed with any on-the-ground construction of this project.
Such a declaration would void all the Tulsiqua permits.
My primary feeling is of relief.
Chantel Hart is a member of the Children of the Taku. The society is not party to the lawsuit, but members are all Tlingit from the Taku River watershed.
I'm glad that the lawsuit is now out because at least it's just another firm, very clear stance that shows that Taku River Tlingit people are not going to allow Chieftain into the territory.
Hart says Chieftain Metals has ignored her people. The transboundary group Rivers Without Borders says the same goes for the BC Ministry of Environment. Chris Zimmer is Alaska's spokesman for the international group.
The clear implication here is that if this lawsuit is successful, the mine is dead in the water and will have to go back to environmental assessment because it can't proceed without that certificate.
Chieftain Metals did not return calls for this story. In its year-end financial report to the Ontario Securities Commission, the company acknowledged the lawsuit, stating only, quote, the corporation believes the petition is without merit. Chieftain Metals stock closed yesterday at 28 cents a share on the Toronto Stock Exchange. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.